Current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. In January, the city of Lansing announced that the city had been awarded a $1.5 million Bloomberg Philanthropies grant to establish a financial empowerment center. Only four other cities, all of them bigger, Denver, Nashville, Philadelphia, and San Antonio, got the grants. Lansing Center opened yesterday. It is modeled after one in New York City. It'll offer free one-on-one financial counseling to low-income residents over the next 3 years. It's located at Tabernacle of David Church on West Holmes Road. And this morning we're joined by Amber Paxton, director of Lansing's Office of Financial Empowerment. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
And Velma Kaiser of Capital Area Community Services, who's the center's program manager. Good morning, Velma.
Good morning.
And we're going to learn more about Lansing's new Financial Empowerment Center. This sounds like all upside. Is it to you?
It's all upside.
Yeah, this just sounds like a great, great deal. How was it Lansing was chosen, anyway? Those other cities that were chosen were all significantly bigger, and they could have chosen from so many other middle-sized cities across the country. How did that happen?
Absolutely. We're actually the only city in the Midwest that got it.
Okay.
And definitely the smallest. And I'll tell you that what truly made that happen was that our local government and our nonprofits and our community were already doing so much for financial empowerment. So we had already laid that foundation there's a local nonprofit here in Lansing called the Asset Independence Coalition, and that's co-chaired by City Treasurer Antonia Krause and County Treasurer Eric Schertzing. So we've always had the city and the county at the table when it comes to financial empowerment, and that's why we were chosen.
How about that? What will this money pay for exactly? This is one-on-one financial counseling, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And
tell us more.
And I wanted to say we are located at Tabernacle of David Church, but our hub site, our main headquarters site, is at Capital Area Community Services, and then Tabernacle of David is a satellite site, as well as Advent House Ministries, Head Start on Grand River, and DHS.
Velma, who are the counselors?
The counselors are Kenyatta Davidson, who is at DHS, and also she serves the Tabernacle of David location.
Okay.
And we have Jim Crane, who is at the Capital Area Community Services location. We have Sonia Diallo, and we have Rebecca Urban.
Very good. Those four. How have they been trained? What qualifies them to be counselors? Is it all kinds of different backgrounds or what?
Yes. I take pride in knowing that I have a wonderful team there. We've gone through a real boot camp training that went through the partnership with Lansing Community College. And it showed us everything we need to know as far as doing one-on-one counseling with our customers. However, they come to the table with experience in that field. Rebecca and Jim also worked for Capital Area Community Services, where they had done one-on-one counseling with different clients, from homeless prevention to expansion program and foreclosure prevention. Sonia came from City of Lansing, where she was the homeless management information systems administrator.
Okay.
And as well as Rebecca Urban, who was there when she did that as well. And Kenyatta Davidson also comes to us from a financial institution where she has 15 years of financial services there.
Okay. What kind of nuts and bolts problems, Amber, do you think these counselors will be able to help people with?
Sure. We actually have four service plans that are part of this. And so we're following the Bloomberg model exactly. And the Bloomberg model says that we offer four service plans in credit, debt, savings, and banking. And so those counselors will meet with the client one-on-one, and they'll do a financial health assessment where they'll look at their whole financial life, and then they'll look at what are their future hopes and dreams and plans and goals, and then look at what service plans, and it can be more than one simultaneously, should they be in. So for instance, if it's banking, do they have a bank account? Have they ever been denied a bank account? Are they in a safe and affordable one that's accessible to them? Because if you have a bank account but it's across town and you don't drive, then that's not an accessible bank account for you. So we have specific measurable outcomes for each of those service plans.
And how do people access this cool new program?
All they need to do is call 211. Or the alternate number for 211, which is 866-561-2111. 2500, and they can make appointments during the day, during the evening, on Saturdays. We make it very convenient.
How many people do you have any idea how many people in the Lansing area you expect to serve?
We expect to serve 4,000 people.
Okay, that's part of part of your framework now?
Yes.
4,000 people?
Yes.
Okay. And how did day one go?
Great.
Okay. Did you have people coming for help?
Yes.
on day
yes.
one? Okay.
Yes. We basically started last week campaigning for people to come into the program. And as of yesterday, we have had
38
sessions.
Okay. Any patterns emerge from those 38 that you can talk to us about? Is it, you said credit, debt, banking, what else, Amber?
Savings.
And savings. Mm-hmm. Are there patterns that are emerging from amongst those 38? Is it debt? Is it credit? Is it just a mixed bag?
It is a truly mixed bag. It's all across the spectrum of those four areas. Several people are interested in their credit. People are interested in savings. And as well as getting an affordable bank account. So we have no specifics, say this is all they're looking for. It's all across the board.
How is foreclosure a common theme so far? Too early to say.
That has not been a session yet. However, I do have a foreclosure specialist there to support them.
Okay.
We are seeing folks who are either immediately facing eviction or frightened that they're going to be facing eviction. We're seeing that as a very big theme.
Wow. Five years after the financial crisis. Mm-hmm. Holy cow. How are you getting the word out about this?
We are doing media like crazy.
Okay.
And we are also, we have a phenomenal group of partners. Our main nonprofit partner is Capital Area Community Services. But we are getting referrals from, we brought these folks in at the very beginning planning stages back when we were still writing the proposal for this grant. So we have agencies like Michigan Department of Corrections, Cristo Rey Community Center, Department of Human Services, the city's other social service groups,
So
other city departments. It's truly such a community-wide effort. That we are having no problem filling our slots.
We are talking about Lansing's brand new Financial Empowerment Center. It launched yesterday, and we want to thank Amber Paxton, director of the Lansing office, along with Velma Kaiser of Capital Area Community Services, who is the center's program manager. Many thanks and good luck.
Thank you.
Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad. But the world